Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and you're listening to the Coach Lalisa Show on Blog Talk Radio. This is our Wednesday morning edition. I am Lalisa J. Williams, and I'd like to welcome you to the show. Well, we have an exciting show for you today. We have an exciting topic for you today. We want to be talking today about steps to releasing your inner power. And I found that so many people are looking to be a success. And that makes perfect sense to me. Why shouldn't you want to make a success of your life? After all, you have been given charge to manage your own life. You, no one else, but you have been made a steward over your own life. And what that suggests to us is that we need to take every measure, every step, every opportunity that we can to turn our lives into a success. But what I want to do in this show and the next two shows, we're actually going to take it up a few levels, and we're going to take it beyond a success. And what we want to do is we're going to learn how to transform our lives into a super success. Now, if you want that, then this is the right call for you, and this is your right moment and your right opportunity, and you've actually tuned in to the right show. So whether you're on the show by telephone, maybe you're listening by your iPod, maybe you're like some people, they listen later to the archives. They download the show later and they listen. Or maybe you're listening live. However you're listening to the show, this is the show for you. Steps to releasing your inner power. You've got the power. Everything that you need to succeed in life beyond, this is talking about going beyond your wildest dreams, not just to meet your dreams, not just to come to the level of your desires, but to go beyond. It's unlimited what you can do and what you can be in life. That's what is so exciting. Each and every day, you can wake up expecting the unexpected. Just expect it. Now, someone once was quoted saying that the most effective way to cope with change is to help create it. Let me repeat that. They were quoted as saying, the most effective way to cope with change is to help create it. Now, for some of us, and possibly for you, in order to be this super success, to go beyond your wildest dreams, to live far above the limitations of your own mind, you must be willing to create the change and the success that you want to see in your life. What I'm trying to say here is that you have been given the power, and that's what I'm going to show you, how to tap into that power, how to utilize the tools that you have, that God has given you, so that you can create not only this super success, this over and abundant success. For, first of all, we want to first get in the mindset that we're creating this for other people. And that's going to be a big help to you. And that, you know, we'll talk about that, you know, later on down the line in the next couple of shows. But if you can, you got to put that, position that in your mind. See, your mind is like your, that's your planning board. Your mind is where you can plan and goal set and come up with the things that you need to do to be the success that you were created. And remember, it's a super success. It's going above and beyond what you can imagine. That's why sometimes if you were to look back over your life, you would say, I don't know how I got here. I don't know how I ended up in this place, because there is a thing that it operates in the universe that is unlimited. And at any point in time, we tap in and out of it. but I want to teach you how to tap into it and stay tapped in and stay there and then so that, and see, remember, if you were to just tap in for yourself, it would be, there would be a waste because there would be too much and it would just be wasteful and it would actually destroy you. And so that's why I want to teach you how to first begin to position and have the concept that you're tapping into this for others and you're doing it so that you can give to other people. And remember, whatever you give out, you're going to get back more, but that's how you expand, is by expanding your connections, expanding the people that you know. See, that's why successful people, they have to network. They don't have a choice because they need someone to feed. They need someone to pass off their successes to. The people that want to be a recluse and stay to themselves and hoard everything, those are the people that usually get destroyed. You know, they usually get destroyed in their own things. You can't see when you want to really enjoy success, okay? Because there's a difference in just having it, but then you want to enjoy it. And in order to enjoy success, you must get connected to other people. That's why I do this show on Blog Talk Radio. That's why I do live seminars. That's why I write. You have to get connected and pour out. Remember, you're a vessel, and so you know the water is just running through you. Okay, It's not a closed in thing, because if it closed in, it's going to burst. And that's not going to be good for you. So we want you to have that concept that you need to be doing this for other people. So you need to be connected to other people. And this can be done through your career, your professional life, your community life, your spiritual life. You need your health and fitness life. You need your financial life. You see, you need all of these various areas, because the more people that you're connected to, the more you'll have and the greater the success will be. Well, I've been traveling all around the country and the world, really, because through the internet I talk with people in other countries and places, and we really have a vast, vast opportunity and great opportunity to meet the needs of every person. See, if everybody begins to release their inner power, no one will go lacking. No one will go lacking, but as long as we don't, and we, you know, stay to ourselves and we hold back, there's always going to be this great destruction and problems in the world. But you want to be a part of the solution. Amen? How many people want to be a part of the solution? Wonderful. Well, you've tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show. We try to do the show every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m., and this is just something that we said Wednesday is the middle of the week. You know, people kind of want to get over that hump. You want to be motivated. We wanted to do something in the morning that people can get just a half hour of some motivation and that they can go on through their day excited. We want you excited about the day. We want you to see if you set your morning properly and you get up, you have your meditation, your prayer, you read your word, the Bible, the Quran, or whatever it is that you read to meditate on, and you set your whole day for yourself, and you will be totally and utterly surprised how smooth your day will go, how much power you will have, how many things you will be able to overcome, how many obstacles you'll be able to climb, how many roadblocks you'll be able to go around, and how many setbacks you'll be able to overcome. You will be utterly surprised. It will blow your mind. But what you need to do is, once your mind is blown, you need to begin to show and teach others. Okay, so now let me share with you what we're going to be doing through this show and over the next 2 weeks. So also, we want you to tune back in on the 8th and the 15th as well, because we're going to continue with this. It's a segment of topics. We're going to do it in three parts. Read the steps to releasing your inner power. Now, there's a book that coincides with the topic, so let me just share that with you for a moment. The book is called Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Now, this is my newest book. You can purchase it at Amazon. You can go to Amazon and you type that in. You can purchase it online. Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And see, the idea here is that we don't even know who we are. We're still becoming. We're always doing greater things so that we can reach a greater amount of people, so that a greater amount of people are set free and also living their divine purpose. They're living in abundance. They're living successful lives. Their children are living successful lives. Their children's children will live successful lives. You know, a lot of people today have grandchildren, and though they're not even barely 30, so they're already, many people in this generation are going to live out 5 and 6 and 7 generations. And, you know, we haven't seen that probably since the days of Moses. If you know the scriptures, in the days of the children of Israel, they lived long lives. They lived to be 100 and so. And so many of them would live to see their children and their grandchildren and what have you. But that time is back because people are having children so young that by the time they're 35, they have a grandchild already. And then so by the time they're 60, they're already great-grandparents. And see, that didn't happen before for the past thousands of years. You didn't really see that. But now we're seeing it in a greater number. So what all I'm saying is that we have a greater reason and a need to begin to leave legacies and to build legacies for our children. Now, that's why you need to release your inner power. Just expecting things to come from the outside, just like getting up every day and going to work. That's something that's very on the outside. You need to take the power that's in you, then begin to position yourself to use all of the tools that you have been given so that you can leave these legacies for your family members and their families and their families. People are having children much younger, and then the younger people are having children even more younger. So again, what we're going to be doing over these 3 shows, I'm breaking it up into 3 categories. So on the first show today, we're going to talk about the first thing, but I'm going to give you all 3, but the other 2 will be discussed in the subsequent shows in the following weeks to come. So we're talking about releasing your inner power. The first thing that you have to do, there's 3 key steps, and we're going to break down each step each week, but there are 3 key steps. I know you thought they were probably 10, 20, or 30. No, we're keeping this nice and simple. There are 3 easy, because I want you to remember it, because what you remember, hear me good, what you remember, you can do. See, a lot of people, they can't do a lot of things because they can't remember. Even if they're taught or trained, they just can't remember. But I'm going to teach you something nice and simple. 3 steps. And again, I just want to take a moment to welcome everyone to the show. This is the Coach Lalisa Show. You can find me here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find me on the internet. My website is my name, LalisaJWilliams.com. You can also go to my website to empower, specifically set to empower broken men and women, brandnewbeginnings.org, because we want to help people get a new start in life. So if you know anybody that has had a horrible life, I mean horrible, just the pits, and they don't know how to get out, it could be your daughter, your son, your mother, it could be your sister, your cousin, your brother, your aunts and uncles, neighbors, friends, coworkers, anybody that's stuck with their horrible life, please tell them to visit www.brandnewbeginnings.org. And again, you can, you know, call me at 888-714-7776, and I can give you some more information on how to connect. But we got to get connected. I know we have a lot of gadgets that try to separate us and pull us apart, but we got to stay connected, because that's how we're going to be a super success. So the show is going to be in 3 parts. Today, we're talking about step 1 is to take stock of where you are. Taking stock of where you are. That's step number 1. We're going to go through 3 steps, and each week I'm going to do a different step. Just today, I'm going to be talking about where you are. The second thing that you have to do in order to release your inner power is that what we're going to talk about in the second show is that you have to make a plan of action. You have to make a plan of action. So first you take stock of who you are. I'm going to talk about what all that includes. Second show, on the 8th, we'll talk about how to make a plan of action. And then on the third show, on the 15th, we're going to talk about same time, 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to talk about once you've planned that action in the second show, in the third show, we're going to talk about how to take action. Because a lot of people get stuck in the planning and the taking. They can plan, but they can't take. And then some of us take, but we don't plan. And so we need to follow that order. So number one, the first thing we're going to do is to take stock of where we are. And that also includes knowing where we've been, knowing who we are, and knowing what we're about, and knowing what we're not about. The second step, step number two, is then to make a plan of action. That's critical. Without a plan, it's like planning to fail. And then number three is how to take action, because not everybody knows how to do it, so we don't take it for granted. Now, before we go a little bit further into the show today, and please, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to put a question out there in the chat room. I will try to answer it for you, or you can dial in. The dial-in number is 347-945-7990. Well, I'm excited. I hope you're excited. I'm just overwhelmed at the joy that I'm feeling right now for all that is about to happen. And I'm telling you, get ready, get ready, get ready. You can't imagine all that's going to be released to us, because we live in an unlimited world. It seems limited, but there's a lot of unlimitedness about what is happening in our universe. Just so many wonderful things. There's enough, believe it or not, I know that I took economics 101 and 2 and probably 3 and 4, and they teach you that there is a scarcity. There's the resources are scarce. And that's what they teach. And, that's what they teach you in the economics classes. So most students, most people who have been to college, sometimes they're the hardest people to convince about the abundance and the success that you can have. Because in a lot of the, especially if you've taken business courses, and I teach courses in business, so I have students who are nursing majors and other majors, but they take a business class, and so they'll take things like economics. Well, if you take business 101, you take a portion of economics anyway. And so it teaches you that there's limited resources. And so right there, the first thing in your mind is that there's not enough for everyone. And so when you have that mindset and when you have that mentality, that's where we begin to not want to help one another. And when we don't help others, who we're really hurting is ourselves. And so we have to get out of the scarce mentality. We must absolutely recognize that the universe has unlimited things to give us, and we just have to tap into it. But you also have within you an unlimited resource. Now, let me just talk about a conference that we're doing centered around the theme of the next three shows, releasing your inner power, and around the book that I shared with you earlier, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, my new book, Lalisa J. Williams. You can go to Amazon. You can go to my website. You can purchase it. I believe you can even purchase it for another week or so on Craigslist. You can purchase it on Craigslist. But you can also, you can call me. You can place an order. You can purchase it if you're in the New Jersey area. You can purchase it at the Jersey Gardens Mall. You can purchase it at the Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore and the Jesus Book and Gift Store. You can purchase these books, but you can purchase it online from anywhere in the world. And I urge you to get a copy of this book and to read it. To read it. Now, the thing what I wanted to share with you today is about taking stock of where you are. Now, let's just look at that. Okay, we want to be a success. We want to make a success of our life. It really goes beyond wanting. That's your job. That's your assignment. Whoever you are, regardless of where, whatever you've been through, you have been given the assignment to make a success of your life. It's almost as if someone has given you something that was broken or marred or chipped in some kind of way, disfigured, and you're a potter, and they've given you this lump of clay, or they've given you a vase that's already made and you got to remake it. But it's your job, it's your responsibility. And what I want to see people do is to be excited about becoming a success. Now, as you become a success, you're doing it because you're going to be able to help other people. In other words, listen to this. Let's just say you go to college and you get a degree in mathematics. You can now begin to enlighten so many people who are struggling with math, and you can teach math in the high schools and grade schools and college, and then you'll open the door for that person to go on and to become an architect, an engineer, a doctor, a scientist, and other things which we need in the earth. If we're going to really, you know, we talk go green, but some of us, you know, there's issues with going green, because in order to go green, you know, we need to develop new products. We need to discover new resources in the earth. We need to transform some of the resources that we already have into new resources. And I can guarantee you that in order to do that, we must become knowledgeable. We must tap into our inner wisdom. We must tap into the wisdom of God in order to do this. So we have to know who we are. We have to know what we bring to the table so that we can make the adjustments. You see, before we can make the plan, you know, it's like the young people say, what you working with? We have to know exactly, absolutely what we're working with. So I thank you again for tuning into the show today. And we're talking this week about taking stock of where you are. And then next week, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about making that plan of action. And then the third show, we're going to talk about how to take that action. And so what I want to give you an assignment for the rest of the week for you to do, I want you to make a list of your gifts, your talents, your skills, and your abilities. I want you to look at what you're good at, what you know how to do, what certifications do you have. What certifications do you need to have? What things do you need to read? What books do you need to read? What people do you need to connect with? All this week, I want you to take and write that down. Write it down. Don't just have it in your head. You need to write it down. Write the vision and make it plain. You got to write it down. And you can go purchase one of those little 99-cent journal things from the dollar store or the grocery store or one of the business office stores. Make your own, you know, be creative, just get some paper, staple it down the middle, entitle it journal, print out a cover, and boom, you got your own journal. Okay, that's going green, right? So there you go. Make your own. Make an online journal if you're comfortable with using the internet, and if you like using those little PADs and things like that, then make your own journal, fine. But you got to get in the habit. You got to write these things down. So what do I want you to write down? I want you to write down the things that you know how to do, the things you know how to do well. I want you to write down the gifts and talents that you have, the ones that you're already using, the ones that you want to use, the ones that you don't use. List the things that you don't use. List the things that people have told you, oh, you're really good at that. Oh, you should go into this kind of a business, or you should go into that type of a career, or you should go to school and study that because I see you have this talent. Write all these things down. And then when we talk about that plan of action, we'll begin to talk about how we're going to use those gifts, talents, skills, and abilities. You also want to look at where you've been. What are some of the things you've done? If you've been to college, think back. Some of us who were in college a long time ago. Not me, I'm still in college, currently working on my PhD, but I was, you know, I started going to college in 1990. I was age 33, and I enrolled in a junior college to work on an associate degree. I thought that was as far as I would go. That's all I could see. See, that's why I'm telling you that releasing your inner power will take you farther than your own eyes can see. It will take you farther than your own dreams can dream. It will take you farther than your own heart's desires. I went to school in 1990. All I wanted to do was to get an associate degree. And then, next thing I know, I was working on a bachelor's degree. And then I saw all I wanted was to get my bachelor's. Then I start working on my master's. Surely I thought that was it for me. Working on an MBA, going to school every day of the week. After I got off work, worked every day, 40-hour week job, sometimes 50 hours a week. Went to school every night of the week except for Friday. But studied Friday, studied Saturday, and studied Sunday after church. I did that for 4 years. After that, I graduated in 2003 with my MBA. In 2004, I enrolled in a PhD program. This is 2009. I'm still in that program. I'm working. I'm not in this semester. I had to take a semester off because going to get your PhD is very costly, and there's a lot of other intricate parts in there. So I'm off this semester, but I'll be going back in September. So you got to make that plan. You got to release that inner power. But what I tell you all this to tell you is not to brag, but it is to show you the power that you have within you. You can do it. I was a high school dropout. I flunked out of school. I hated school. I thought teachers were stupid and education was for the birds. That was how I thought in high school. I used to sneak out the classroom, skip school, not come to school. When I did come to school, I was high. On drugs. When I did come to school, I was high, and I was only there to meet up with some little boy or to meet up with my girlfriends and let's skip school. That's the only reason I went to school, to meet up with people and to leave, to get high, to have fun, and to party. So when I went back to school at age 33, so that's what I'm saying. You can go beyond your dreams, but I want you to look at where you are, look at where you've been, okay? Now, I want to just remind you before we end the show today, because the show will be ending in 2 minutes, but I want you to know that you can have everything that you say you can have. You can have it. You can have it. You can absolutely have it. And you're going to have what you say. So be careful of your words this week. Don't go around saying, I'll never be this. I'll never have this. I can never do that. Try to take, I know it's hard. Believe me, I've been there. I'm there sometimes. It's hard, but we must do it. It's a constant thing. We must do it every day as a fresh day to do this. And now I want to remind you of the conference coming up July the 11th. It's the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. It's going to be held in Newark, New Jersey. So if you can make your way to New Jersey on Saturday morning, July the 11th, we're not going to take up your whole day. We're going to get you in and out. By 1 o'clock, we're done. And you're on your way excited. Like I said, I have the companion book. Now we have the conference and award ceremony that goes along with this topic. We're going to be awarding 10 powerful women of power. You're going to be amazed to see these women. You're going to be amazed to hear their stories. You've got to show up. The tickets are only $25. You can purchase them online at www.brownpapertickets.com/events/71681. That's brownpapertickets.com/event/71681. Well, we look forward to seeing you next week. Don't forget your assignment. You got to write down where you are, your gifts, your talents, where you want to be. Well, I'm glad you tuned into the show. This has been Coach Lalisa, and you're tuned into the Coach Lalisa Show. I am Lalisa J. Williams, and I'm so excited that you could tune in today. And if you have any feedback for the show, please leave us a comment. Let me know how you enjoyed the show, how you enjoyed the topic. If you have any comments, you can also leave them on my Facebook page, which you can connect right through Blog Talk Radio, or you can leave them on my Twitter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, if you want to leave a comment there, feel free to do so. Or you can go to MySpace page, myspace.com/Lalisa-Firestarter, and that's where you can find me. So I look forward to seeing you on Facebook, MySpace, Definitely want to see you back here next week. I want you to have an awesome, powerful, amazing, beyond your expectation day. And remember, release your inner power. God bless.